We're in a really cozy state right now for this pod.
We're extreme coz factor.
There's a fire blazing. We're surrounded by candles. We're in the cozy little like TV room den upstairs with Tony. The lights are lit in the garden, uplighting all the palm trees and succulents. And we're living a Friday night in.
Yeah, we're having a Friday night in truth. I'm sitting in like a beanbag chair that Ed was sold via Instagram ads.
No, I was given that one, actually.
Oh, really? Nice. It's really comfortable.
I know. I got it, and I thought to myself, I'll never use this. No one will ever use it, and it's so ugly, and everyone uses it all the time.
Well, yeah.
It is still ugly, but...
Yeah, it's not the most aesthetically pleasing piece of furniture, but...
But this room doesn't have enough furniture, so it's necessary.
Yeah, it's a necessity. Welcome to episode 3...
Of Hauling Ass. Right now, you've still only heard episode 1, and we're recording 3.
Yeah.
Because Lara's about to hightail out of town.
I'm about to bounce the fuck out of here to go on a self-imposed road trip riding retreat. I recently listened to Kat Marnell's Audible book, and she was traveling all through Europe, and then I was like, I need a travel moment. And so, but the only places I can travel are in California and in, like, cheap Airbnbs.
Why just California?
Just because, like, A, I have a leased car, so you can only put a certain amount of miles on the car per year, or else you have to pay more money for the lease.
Technically, though, like, Arizona is closer than Northern California.
Yeah, but I hate Arizona.
Oh.
That's a little
scary. My God. Me. We're already interjecting the pod with negativity. God, there's like total babes that live in Arizona. Sedona's beautiful. The Grand Canyon.
I love
Canyon,
Sedona. I love the Grand Canyon. But like other parts of Arizona really bug me out.
Well, other parts of California bug people out. Like
I know.
The
well, you're
Valley.
Really sensitive to like parts of California.
High five.
Don't even act like you're okay with Arizona because I know.
I am. I fucking love Arizona.
On the whole.
I'm a Southwest bitch.
Okay.
I love it. Take me to the Four Corners any day of the week.
That sounds wild to me and untrue, but
no, it is.
Sure.
I think Tucson's cool. Phoenix isn't my favorite, but I'm not mad at it.
I don't like Phoenix.
I just know that I can avoid it.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of Phoenix. I like Flagstaff.
Yeah, it's kind of crunchy. There's like a Patagonia store.
There are vibes of Arizona I truly do love, but this trip isn't about Arizona. It's about California.
Okay. But
me
like,
taking
I
the
thought
road.
It was about like keeping the miles in check.
No, it's about keeping the miles in check, but in a California way.
Okay. I'm love.
So I'm taking to the road. I'm taking, packing up Tony, and we're just going to go on a road trip together.
How far north are you going
to
go?
I'm going to go all the way to Mount Shasta.
That's a vibey place. I've been there a couple times. Will you go to Sea Ranch for me?
What's Sea Ranch?
It's on the coast. It's north of San Francisco, and it's all the houses look the same, and I've always wanted to go.
Why?
And I need you to Airbnb there.
Well, how much is
it's
an Airbnb?
It's very riderly. It's like misty and like windswept with like trees and all the houses have gray shingles.
Oh, I like that.
It's cool. I've
My
never been.
Airbnb price range, though, is probably lower than yours.
Well, I don't know what the cost of an Airbnb is.
I'm only booking Airbnbs for less than $100 a night.
TBD, there might be a babe listener that has a hookup in Sea Ranch.
Maybe. By the time this is out, I will have already completed this entire journey, so it's moot to even
we
talk
need
about
to do
it.
Something really proactive, maybe tonight on an Instagram story.
Maybe,
like,
yeah.
We need Lara to get to Sea Ranch.
Because I have my whole trip up north planned, but I don't know what my trip back down is.
Are you visiting
like,
your sister?
I'm going to visit her on the way, yeah. I'm staying 2 days in Lompoc on an Airstream trailer on a farm, a fully functioning like farm.
I know Lompoc.
Yeah, with goats and chickens.
It's wine country.
Yeah, and there's like a farm stand on this farm. There are two
Honestly,
dogs.
If you're there and you go to like farmers markets or like local like cutie fairs, grab some scented candles.
I'm going to.
They're cheap.
I'm going to see
like
what...
Like, locally made scented candles never go harder than $25, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm going to see what the vibe is, and hopefully...
Tony.
He's
not excited about Lompoc.
He will be once we get there.
He wants
there.
To go to Sea Ranch. Once he heard it was out of the price range, he's protesting.
Once he heard that my price range was lower than a hundo a night, he started his own
furiously.
Form of protest.
He's still pissed.
He's like, this bitch thinks she can just put me in a carrier and take me to wherever the fuck.
She's like, think again.
Think again. I'm better than this. I'll ruin everything.
He will.
Scratch, scratch, scratch.
Well, I am excited.
I'm excited too.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Are you going to be in the Bay for Thanksgiving?
No, I'm going home for Thanksgiving. I'm going to be home for like 10 days for Thanksgiving.
You're really having an Oklahoma moment this year.
Well, I haven't had any Oklahoma moments prior to when I was there in October. So it's like I had to kind of put in some time.
I guess it's like a back-to-back. I don't put in any time on the East Coast.
Yeah, but like you see your family in other times. And sometimes you like just take breaks. Days. Yeah.
I'm like a pretty distant child.
I try and like, I like to see them, even though it's like we don't do anything extra special, like when I'm home. What is he doing?
Tony is upset about the Airbnb price range.
He is.
He's still protesting. He can't get it out of his mind.
I won't have it. You know what? I try and make things nice for him and his carrier by giving him like a little sheepskin rug.
Oh, sometimes overstuffing isn't the way. And I learned that with Beast. Like you can't overstuff a carrier because they just get kind of cooped up.
Yeah, I think he gets claustrophobic with the sheepskin in there. Even though I would appreciate a sheepskin
Me
if
too.
I was being carried around, I would want nothing more. He just likes a blankie. He's just not a sheepskin guy like I am. Except he does eat the sheepskin throws.
Oh. He's really on one tonight. He
Tony.
Can't stop.
He's now mad that I took it away.
He's mad you took it away.
He's mad at
he
the price
He barked
point.
Furiously when you left the room earlier, took a giant dump.
Took a dump, kind of licked it. I had to interview
Tony's him. Mad tonight.
Yeah, Tony's mad.
I think someone leaked him your Airbnb price range earlier than this.
He's
like,
a
he's
lot
known
of
for a couple of days and he's not happy.
Cooped up. Because of his neuter, and now he just wants to party, but it's just not party time yet. But this road trip will be party time for him.
I hope.
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully
I
hope
he
can party in Lompoc.
Mm-hmm.
So you're back on hauling ass, and like
so
I know
back.
There's been some readers, two precisely, that
there's
I've
been
gotten.
Two
readers that are hating it.
Should we read those reader mails just to kick things off?
Sure.
Okay, because they
But
actually,
I love that out of the tens of thousands that listen, Two
had to make their opinions.
But
known.
Also, we asked for it. And frankly, if you resonate with these reader mails, I'd say write in more and let's just get like a full blown. I'll say this also, though, that I've been monitoring the Facebook groups and there's been a lot of activity about candles, spreadsheets. It's a lot of excitement. People are getting to know their own candle relationship like
yeah.
internally. That I feel like everyone has an internal candle that they haven't always tapped into. And I just feel like this pod is letting people feel a little more freer about their candle needs. I saw today that someone found the Diptyque Advent calendar for half price. It was last year's, which is
oh,
so funny
yeah.
to me.
She
because
was
it's
texting
not,
me about that.
It's not actually like, who cares? It's like, it's just a number. You can apply that the same December. You know, it's like, it's not like, I guess the...
Yeah, it really doesn't matter.
You can just Sharpie over the 18 and put a 9, but like ultimately you're getting the same amount of goods.
Yeah. So hauling ass is doing my favorite thing, which is it's either people are loving it or people are actively hating it.
Only two actively
That's
hate.
That's my sweet spot though for like especially with this podcast, like yeah. I don't like just like middle of the road.
No, you want
to I want to
a
inspire
journey.
Like a longer sort of reaction about things.
I feel like hauling ass is doing that, but generally more making people happier than angry.
Yeah. But there are two people that are really angry. Yeah. So we're going to read their emails.
Go for it.
So someone writes, Subject, hauling ass needs to haul out of here. Lara, my pegging queen. I'm going to take a deep breath so my Evan D doesn't come out. However, I can't with the candle talk. I'm a devoted babe sup and Saving Sex in the City listener. I'm first in line to be pegged, and in my fantasies, I have enough money to buy you everything your heart desires on your wish list. You are truly my queen who brings light into my life. On Tuesday, this changed. I opened my phone to enjoy Babe and was greeted to hauling ass. Great title. I'm also a Patreon subscriber, and when you and King Ed did the first candle haul, it was bearable. But girl, it was more of the same. Someone else's smell journey over and over and over is not where it's at. I'm all for hauling ass, but let's switch it up. I can't do another candle episode. I'm truly maybe second and or third in line to be pegged now. Well,
you're in the minority. What?
The candle episode, this is now the third one.
Also, I feel like each episode we grow into hauling ass.
Yeah.
Like, we just riffed on a road trip that had nothing to do with candles. So, like, you know, can you work with us a little bit?
Yeah. Just, like keep an open mind.
Keep an open mind and, like,
keep an open mind for once.
Yeah. Can you please keep an open mind for once? I remember his name, too. I almost want to yell it out. Be like, boy, keep an open mind, okay? Just keep an open mind.
Just please. Try it. Try it for one day.
Can you just try for literally one day to keep an open mind about candles or candle podcasts? I would personally appreciate it if you could please open your mind and chill and just enjoy. Like, look outside. Go outside for a second. Take a walk.
Try.
Cool off.
Oh, then here's the other one that we got. Subject line, stop the madness. Lara, my queen, quickly writing to tell you how much I despise the candle haul episodes. I hated the bonus ep candle haul and I hated the newest one. It's like listening to a YouTube video with my eyes closed. I love everything you do, but I hope the candle hauls are few and far between.
Well, I kind of love how straight to the point she is.
I love, like, anyone that takes the time to tell me that they hate something that I do is I'm a fan of yours.
I like that. I think it's honestly, it brings me life. People come that hard for a hate, I'm fully here. In fact, I almost want to gift them each a candle.
Yeah.
Just to, like, bring them back.
You should.
I might. DM me, both of you haters. Well, there's more Tony drama. Tony. Oh, she's rolling around the beanbag.
He's licking his stitches. Come here.
Now he's in a carrier with a donut around his head. Above the carrier hole so that he can't actually sit in the carrier. So he's actually frozen in a neck position in the carrier with a donut. It's kind of amazing, actually. It's a power move on your part.
He'll get comfortable.
He can't do nothing.
If Tony just stopped for 1 second and considered not licking his little
Tony and these readers are in a similar journey. I just wish they would take one day... We should just take one day. Just take a day. Tony, you and the readers need to take a day.
Take a day and just consider the decisions you're making. And I beg of you to think before you make a judgment. In Tony's case.
I agree. He's with them.
Yeah.
He's a protester these days.
Think before you lick.
And Tony would fully email you to be like, I don't like this.
I don't like this carrier. I don't like this donut.
And I don't want to hear about candles.
Stop the madness.
Stop the
I don't think I've gotten any other hate on them.
I've gotten nothing. But I only haven't checked love.
The Babe iTunes reviews because there could be some gems in there. But I'm not going to check it because we have candles to review.
We do. And you know who... This one goes out to the two readers.
This one is for you guys.
Yeah.
Please
enjoy.
Jeremy and Kara. Please enjoy.
Take a moment.
Take a moment and listen to our gratitude for your hatred.
And also just take a moment to really think about the choices you've made to get so angry about that.
Yeah.
You might actually like it if you just put on a positivity cap.
And you know what? I'm going to piggyback on that. And piggyback on the last candle haul episode and bonus episode where we said that when you get really mad at something, you're really getting really mad at yourself.
That's true.
Which is just a universal
truth. So, like, J&K.
Look in the mirror.
Take a JK.
Yeah, and ask yourselves, what am I really mad about right now? And
I would like to get a follow-up reader mail about what's really fucking going on here. Because something's... This isn't the bee in your bonnet, I'm telling you. I'm in school right now, all about psychology, and I can tell this ain't it.
No. I think if you really take a deep, long,
huge look in the mirror,
you'll realize that you're not really mad at the candle.
And guess what? When you realize that, you're going to feel so good, and you can thank us.
And you know what? When you do look in the mirror, ask yourself... When was the first time in my life that I felt like this? And that that's going to be a portal to a whole new world of discovery. And you know what? You're welcome for that.
Which brings us to
our first candle.
First candle.
Also, this candle haul is featuring almost all extremely affordable.
Extremely meaning under 50.
Yeah. Extremely meaning like reasonably priced candles.
Which I think we're going to get to some real winners that honestly might be the brand of the year, in my opinion. It doesn't mean I want to go out and get a lot because I need to feel like I'm around rich flames.
Yeah.
But that's my own psychology working.
That's your own journey.
That's me with my own issues.
Okay, what's our first candle?
Okay, so we're going to start with a company called Otherland. I've seen them advertised on Instagram. They sent me three candles. I think, first of all, I'm just going to describe it to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a white ceramic candle shape, mm-hmm. similar to most. And it's how many? 8 ounces.
Oh,
that's good.
Big ounce.
6.5 is...
Big ounce level in
Otherland. You know what? Cheaper candles always give more.
Yeah, they give you way more.
Yeah,
more bang for your buck.
Exactly. Anyways, this is called Otherland. It has these stickers that are sort of like collage-y on the side. And I think they're like...
The branding is cool to me.
It's cool to me too, but like, I'm not sure. Like, it starts to feel a little too like Pinterest for me.
Yeah, I like it.
But it's still
cute. It looks expensive though.
Yeah, and it fits anywhere. But here's the deal. The scents are fucking great.
Yeah, scents are amazing.
This one's called Rattan. Will you pull up the description, please?
Yeah. How much are these candles? 35?
35. But let's look it up. Tony's curious on this one, actually. He's back in on candles.
He's back in a major way. He got over his anger of being put back in the donut. Yeah, I like Otherland. I would even venture to say that Otherland could be a competitor for like Diptyque, because the way that their candles are branded and it's like variations on the same label,
yeah,
and like vibes, they're really giving me like a Diptyque.
I like a little more of a classic sort of like old world French feel. I like a little more of a French.
By French you mean Cyr Trudon?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
Well, Diptyque too. No, but that's just the branding. Here's the thing. These scents.
This is in the core collection.
$36. $36 is fucking great. And like, frankly, compared to Boy Smells, which is the same price, you literally, like, it's like a no-brainer.
You hate Boy Smells
they're
so much.
Yankee, they're not good, in my opinion. I'm sorry if they're listening.
Why do you have such a chip on your shoulder against them, though? Like, you like, go, you're, like, out of your way.
Because I can't believe how sickly sweet they smell, and it makes me upset. It hurts me.
Okay.
It's like sickening air freshener.
So this one
is... It's called Rattan.
Rattan.
It's
really
fresh.
Doesn't have like... It just is sandalwood, golden amber, warm musk. 55-hour burn time. That is really
it's
nice.
It's good.
I would say if you are a fan of Lalabo Santal 33, you would really like this candle.
Yeah. And it kind of like branches out into like... It makes me feel kind of like I'm in an airy beachside room with like old wooden furniture too.
Damn, I like this. Like,
it's good.
I want to buy this candle tonight. I'm going to.
You should. $36?
That's worth it.
It's really worth it.
I'm so shocked that you like this because it has a sweet smell.
No, it doesn't to me.
It does. It's amber, which you've actively...
This one for
about.
Some reason I like. I don't know why.
It's nice. It's kind of almost powdery, too.
What I like about it also, it's not overpowering. It doesn't catch.
And a musk, I smell every note in this candle. Should we do the Tony test?
Yeah. His eyes widened. He can barely move with that donut on.
Oh. Tony's really intrigued by this.
That's
one.
Enough of the Tony test.
That's enough. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So Tony likes this.
I give Rattan.
I give it an A.
I give it a B+, which is great for
Why
me.
Why a B+?
Because it's solid. It's not blowing my mind.
It's blowing my mind. I give it an A.
Great. On to the next. It's called Mountain Lace.
Okay.
And
this is not part of the core collection.
It's not. It's not a core.
No, this is a Manor House weekend collection.
Oh, I like that word. That makes me feel rich.
Mountain Lace, Elderflower Fizz, Anjou Pear, Apple Blossom. I'm going to say you don't like that one.
It's sweeter, but I still kind of like it.
Are we changing your whole perspective on sweetness?
I like
candles?
Berries.
Can you be more?
I don't like vanilla.
You know what
berries.
I need you to do? What? I need you to be more specific. Instead of saying it's sweet and I don't like it, I need you to actually say like what the scent is and why you don't like that scent. Because sweet to me, when you say sweet, I take it as like anything that smells remotely sweet, you're not going to like. So
I think for me, it's specifically like a vanilla. Candy smell when it smells like sugar, because some of them smells like sugar, like caramel. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like some of them, this one is a slightly more overpowering to me.
I don't like this one.
Okay.
At all.
I was gonna give it a B-.
It's too fruity for me and gave me
it's
kind
extremely
of almost an
fruity
instant frontal headache. To me that is a D.
A D?
Yeah. I don't
wow
like. A D for do not like.
That's really intense.
It just smells too much like a berry, headachey berry smell.
Yeah, I agree. It's a B- for me, though, because I do think it diffuses well.
It has a good throw. That's a term that we learned about
candles. I think
it's
got a decent throw that like it also like mellows out. Granted, I haven't lit it.
Yeah, you haven't. Why would you think that?
I just have a few.
You're talking out of your ass this episode.
You know what? My ass is gorgeous.
I'm not disputing that.
We're on to the next one called Kindling, which quite frankly is basically if you like Treehouse by Byredo,
you're gonna love
Kindling by Otherland for less than half the cost.
Kindling is part of the core collection. Alaskan cedar, smoky embers, incense. I already know I'm gonna like this.
To be honest, this is my favorite of theirs.
Okay, if you like feu de bois and if you like the ash D.S. and Durga.
Okay, can I just say something about the ash D.S. and Durga? It's special because it doesn't have any perfume. It just actually smells like fucking
yeah,
burnt
wood.
Yeah,
but I'm
wood.
Saying if you like those yeah. two things.
Or if you like
and if you like
Treehouse.
Treehouse. This smells better than Treehouse
I know.
To me.
I'm going to give that one an A-.
This is what I wish Treehouse smelled like.
I know.
This
I know.
Actually does smell like
$36. It's like literally Byredo needs to learn.
Byredo needs to learn a lot.
That said, though, I was burning Burning Rose today, and I felt really good.
You love
it. I love
rose.
A rose. And Vanquish has been treating me well.
Okay, I smell... The thing I like about the Otherland candles is I smell every single note that they describe.
You have a really attuned nose tonight. I'm not going to lie.
I'm fully tapped into the universe. Maybe it's because the moon is like getting to be like a full moon again.
It's because you have a road trip coming.
Damn, I like this candle a lot.
I know, me too.
This also gets...
Like an A- from me.
Yeah, I would say an A- too.
Wow, but you rated the first one an A, just yeah. to remind you.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
Oh.
I think I like the first one more.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to say this. If these are just 3 cents from Otherland, I just feel
I
like
know.
I
actually,
feel like I feel like they're killing it for their price point. Killing
I'm
it.
Both an A for me. But that wow. elderberry one is a true DNR.
It's a B- for me. But I like berries because it kind of reminds me of Bays by like Diptyque.
That's actually sacrilegious that you would say that.
Sorry.
I'm telling you, the readers, my trusty readers, I want you to trust me and I'm going to give it to you raw.
How raw?
I'm going to fist you with truth right now. That mountain candle is not the one. But the two Otherland candles are both A's.
I haven't given an A yet to Otherland, but I think it's out there.
A for the price point.
Well, it's A for the price point, but I have a little
bit. Canopy sounds really good.
I mean, it does
look good. Fig, Ivy Green, Summer Dew.
Ooh, I love Summer Dew.
Ooh, Daybed could be
really good. Is it clean sheet smell?
No. Rosebud, Peony Blossom, Pear Water.
Oh, I need that one. $36, I'll buy it tomorrow. I'm in.
Wow. There's a lot that I want to try here.
Otherland is definitely shaking up the candle game.
Yeah, these candles are truly a wild bang for your buck. And yeah, they look chic. Like, they look chic in the home.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm blown away.
I think people are really going to appreciate this affordable tip.
Yeah. Okay, what's next?
But more affordableness coming your way via... You love this company. Actually, I don't know if this is affordable. It's called... The company's called... Wary Mayers. Do you know it? Warymayers.com.
Yeah. I've bought a candle of theirs before that I really liked. It is very affordable. They're $28.50.
And this one's called Brasilia.
Okay, Brasilia. The rich, musky scent of strong Brazilian rosewood, deep and softly floral with notes of cassis and mellow sandalwood, finishing with a sweet amber musk, the Bois de Rose.
I think this is a killer candle. I don't know what the ounces aren't on here.
This says, like, drifting down the Amazon in a rosewood canoe.
I get that. Mm-hmm. But what, I don't know what the amount is in here.
6-7 ounce.
7 ounce? Okay.
6.7, 40-hour burn time.
I think this is an A-. I think it's
poured
great.
By Linda's artisanal hand.
I really like the minimal sticker on the side.
Yeah, I love the branding. It's very minimal. I want to like the smell, but it also just smells like wax to me, kind of.
Oh my god!
Like it's subtle.
Well, like I think it needs to burn
more subtle than a DS and Derg, which I think that theirs is kind of subtle, but then explodes upon.
I feel like these ones that we're about to do are they're subtle. Like I can barely smell this, to be honest. This one stresses me out.
Oh, this is the candle that I got of theirs that I loved. It's $32. It was called Violet Pepper, and it is so good. A wonderful balance of meadow fresh violets with a slight, sharp, but mellow notes of peppercorn. Pretty and edgy. It's really nice. So yeah, I like this candle. It kind of looks like 70s. Like, it has a little bit of a hippie vibe, but it's also minimal. It's like, it's nice, and they have a lot of different options. This one just, to me, just doesn't...
I think we have to burn it.
Yeah, I'm not really getting...
This is the biggest conundrum that we have.
Wait,
here.
We have to give this a grade.
Oh, I did. I gave it an A-.
An A-?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
I give that one a C just because I can't...
Wow.
I can't see its potential based on the
For some
smell.
Reason, it gives me good vibes. It might be the rose in there.
Maybe. I don't even really smell the rose in there.
I do.
Oh, I guess I do a little bit. But it's just a little too subtle. Though I would have to say if I have to choose between the branding of the Otherland candles and the Wary Mayers, I prefer the Wary Mayers.
Me too.
Yeah.
If Otherland used Wary Mary branding...
Wary Mary?
I might give it a day. I don't know.
It's just the Wary Mayers ones look a little more expensive.
They do.
But I don't know if they, on the whole, smell better than the Otherland ones.
That's true.
But the good news is they're about in the same
Can we
price
also range. Just talk about the effect of packaging and how it makes you approach a product? Because that is something that is truly true. I'm not so sure if the Sear Tudons were wrapped up in some sort of cheap plastic, whether I give it the same love. It's all psychological.
But the Sear Tudon packaging isn't that good.
I like it.
I know, but their packaging has been proven over time that's cheap. The labels peel.
Well, mine don't peel that much.
You actually have two that have peeled a fair amount.
I just pressed them down. They're fine.
Okay,
so
we have a Sear Tudon apologist that you can't.
Yeah,
that you can't,
I am an apologist.
You're now like me when I get defensive about certain can't. My
when you get defensive about
Lafco
Red Scare.
Can, When I, my
You're a Red Scare apologist, and I'm a Sear Tudon apologist.
I'm a Lafco apologist when you accuse the Lafco of having a bad throw, and then I got really defensive. And
you can't take Sear Tudon away from me.
No, and nor would I try to, but I'm just saying.
Okay, here's a huge conundrum.
Okay, what is
this? This was a gift But unfortunately, the box is gone now, and I gotta already knock it down a couple grades for having zero smell and zero packaging name. It just says tartine on the bottom, tatine. So it's like really a confusing situation.
Well, have you gone to tatinecandles.com?
No, that's what me and you do. Do you smell anything?
It does have a smell.
What do you smell?
I smell like...
It's a very distant smell. Very little throw.
I kind of think this has more of a smell than the Wary Myers candle.
What? I don't even smell that one for some reason.
It kind of has like a powder room. Reminds me a little bit of the Ernesto candle.
You get tobacco from that?
I'm getting like something. Let's see. I like this one.
I just don't know what's happening with them. First of all, it's very small. Very small.
Really small, but expensive.
It's not. I remember that.
I love, I don't know anything about candle, this candle, but I do know it was expensive. Cheap. Your boy Ed is wild on this podcast. He lets it all hang out.
Oh, come on. That's what people are here for. The truth. I'm a candle snob. But no other snob in life.
Okay, Tony, come on.
I'm a lobster roll snob and a candle snob, and that's it.
And that's it.
That's it.
Lobster and candles, two of the most expensive
things. Well, those are the things I have to be serious about.
Okay, I actually don't.
The website's not loaded. Tony's on a rampage tonight.
This just says tatine.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to know what it is?
What's the website?
The website has Disciples of Nature, maybe, is what it is. No, it's not those ones.
My friend got it for me last minute as a gift on his way walking over here at Lake. So technically, we could go to the Lake website, the Lake Boutique website, and look it up and see if we could find it. But I'm not even sure whether we should.
You don't remember at all what the name of it is.
No. I mean, it should be on the candle.
Ed, this is unhelpful for the purposes of this podcast.
Okay, guys, sorry. But honestly, I don't really care about the scent, so we're going to have to move on. That's a U for unknown.
You've just committed a candle gnaw. The first ever candle gnaw on the Candle Hall episode where you brought a candle to the table. You have no idea.
I'm sorry I didn't pre-vet it. I just brought the ones we hadn't sniffed.
No, but you need to like at least know something about the candle.
Well, I got it like a month ago. I can't remember everything. I'm so sorry, guys. Don't worry. It looks like a votive.
That's a candle gnaw.
It's a candle gnaw.
Whatever it is, I'm a fan of it. And this, but I will say, this candle's expensive for how much it is. It's $24.
And it's tiny.
Pretty teeny. Let's see, just like, it's a
votive. What are the ones? Can you name a couple of names or do they have thousands?
It's a votive candle, 2 ounces for $24.
That's only 2 ounces? That's insane. Yeah. Burn time's probably like 4 hours. Though. What is it, though?
Okay, I'm going to say some names.
Name some names. I'll remember.
City of Night, Devotion, Gold Dust, Cashmere, Moonlight Mile, Purple Flowers, Strangest Color Blue.
It's either Devotion or Moonlight. Read them and see if you can figure it out.
Dried black tea leaves steeped in lemongrass and balsam fir, blended with wood flower oil and drops of effervescent bergamot oil, finished with a deep, mossy green accord. Honestly, that could be.
Isn't it crazy how Devotion. We can't figure it out, though? What's the other one?
Let me see what the other one is, and then I'll tell you. What was the other one you said?
Moonlight Mile? I think it's Devotion.
Grapefruit flower musk powder with deep notes of sandalwood, black patchouli, and mysterious, bewitching golden moon.
It's Devotion. It has to be.
Right?
So now we know what it is. Okay, so let's talk about this. It's $24 for 2 ounces. I find it to have not a strong scent.
I find it to be stronger than
Brasilia. I don't.
It does feel like it feels like a sexy bedroom candle.
Yeah, I think it's great, but expensive. There's no packaging at all. It's just a candle with nothing on it.
So this is like basically the same price as like a diptyque. If you were going to get
yes.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
You're
going to
get like a full diptyque candle. It'd be $60.
It's the same price.
I think I would say a small candle, they're upcharging and charging more than they really should be.
And also, it's not, it has no packaging that's cute at all.
But I like the simplicity of it.
You mean just a candle? I like, yeah, it looks just like a simple votive with nothing. Yeah,
I like that. I think that that's bougie.
That's extremely minimal.
That's extreme bougie.
There's no way to get less minimal.
No, I know. But I think that that is like, that's like kind of ultimate wealth is when it just looks like nothing but is expensive. A power move.
Okay, so you love Tatin.
I love Tatin. I wish that they were bigger candles because I personally would be like, I just would pause at the $20 price tag for a small candle and then I would move on and try and find something like a Otherland or a Wary Myers where I can get way more bang for my buck. Like for less than double the price, I could get an Otherland candle that's bigger and burns way longer and just as good. So I'm going to always go with whatever I can get more for.
I have to say, if I was just rating the scent, as I like the subtle distance of it, but even still, it's not strong enough for me. I'd give it a B. But with the price, and I don't like the minimal packaging, I need something. I give it a C minus.
I give it a B minus. Yeah. It's fine. It's a good gift candle. It's a great gift candle.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. That's like, I would get this for someone as a gift. Be like,
it's and then you'd be bummed when you hear them review it.
It's a thoughtful, yeah. Whoever got this for you is going to feel sad. I think you're going to have.
I know for sure he's not listening.
Okay, cool.
I can confirm.
This is a great gift candle because you won't feel the jealousy. You won't feel the pull to get one for yourself, which is
often
my experience in getting a gift. Then I'm like, but I want a gift.
You'll be fully fine to let this go.
You'll get a Tatin. You'll be like, it's so small. It's only $20, but it smells really good.
And $24.
Like, people love candles. So this is where I'm going to go with my money. And I feel no jealousy whatsoever about this purchase. This is the perfect gift candle.
It's truly a gift. It's a stocking stuffer.
It's a housewarming present.
If I bought a house and that's all I got.
Well, you have high standards for what people should give you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay, now we have
another gift. Now another Ed's gift. Getting into gifts that people have given him.
Yeah. This one was given by a dear friend who didn't quite realize that I'm actually a Libra, but he looked up the like scented candles based on your sign and got me a Scorpio candle, a company called Malicious Woman Candle Company. And we look it
has
up.
A similar packaging journey to a PF.
It's almost identical to PF. Yeah, candle.
Except with a different label.
Yeah, it's the same jar with a screw lid and like a slap-on brown and black label.
Yeah.
Will you look up the price point on this?
Mm-hmm.
So this one's called I'm a Motherfucking Scorpio, also known as the Bitch Who Will Not Quit. That's the name of the candle.
I'm dead.
This is established 2 years ago in 2017.
So a new candle. And this is
illuminating the way one candle at a time. It's 100% organic soy, a cotton wick, 9 ounces, generous.
Wow, that is generous.
And a 45-hour burn, and it's produced in the state of Washington in Snohomish.
Is this a feminist AF collection, do you think?
I don't know. It's Malicious Woman Candle Company. What are the notes?
Malicious? No, there's so... I'm on the website, and there are honestly so many.
Look up the Scorpio. It feels like they crank these out at like a fast pace.
The Bestie Birthday Collection. This must be part of it. These are actually kind of insane. They're $20, so that's a good... Knowing who got this for you, this is exactly like, I'm really, this makes perfect sense for this person. And it's like, so their sensibility. And I'm ecstatic to have the chance to go like show them this website because it's a wild ride. They make hundreds of candles.
They're really just doing it.
Okay, Zodiac Bitch. Okay, here we go.
It was a different one than the other one?
The Scorpio, the Zodiac Bitch sent lavender and coconut water. I'm a mother effing Scorpio, also known as the bitch who will not quit, right? Is that it? Okay,
that's it. $20?
The 12 Zodiac signs are grounded into four elements, fire, earth, air, and water. Each group has distinct traits, and together they form the natural world. So each is in some way dependent on the other. We need our entire squad to make it through the day. Intuitive, emotional, and ultra-sensitive, water signs can be as mysterious as the ocean itself. Like water, they can be refreshing, or they can drown you in their depths. These signs often have intense dreams and borderline psychic intuition. Security is important to them. After all, water needs a container or it dries up and disappears. I love this is not about you, a Libra.
Also, I love that it's just two notes, lavender and coconut.
Well, you like a simplistic.
I do, note. I do.
I smell the coconut water.
I smell the coconut, big time.
And lavender. This could have a nice burn. It's so strong. It has an aggressive... When you smell it, it's aggressive.
A real aggressive scent. But it's similar to a boy smells for me.
This could really have a good throw. It kind of smells like summertime. Like if you go to like, I don't know if anyone went to like water parks when they were little. Like I would always go to Whitewater.
It smells like sunscreen.
Sunscreen. It's giving me like banana kind boat. Of a summery banana boat vibe. I don't hate it, but I don't like to get up close to it. I think it could burn in a totally nice way. It's just like really intense on the nose.
Just going off of what you said about the site makes me feel like this company doesn't really think about their scents that much. It's more about the sassy packaging.
I think that they do think about their scents because they make a lot of them.
I don't love this. It's really sweet.
Have you expressed any of these opinions to the people that actually got you?
No. Thank God they don't listen. This one for me is just difficult.
I'm obsessed with getting gifts and then talking so much shit about
the podcast.
But you
know what? Everyone knew that we're doing this pod, so they're contributing. I will give refunds to people that find out that I don't like the candle. I don't like this one.
Fair.
I don't like it. It hurts. It catches the back. It feels, I don't catch lavender. I catch coconut and like, sugar. It's sugar again to me. It just smells like sugar.
Up close, when you put your nose into it, it's an instant headache candle, but...
You're not selling it either.
I do think that it could have a potential for a nice burn. I'm really defending it because I know the person that gave it to you.
It means a lot to them.
And it means a lot to them. And like, I just...
I know, but I also feel like I owe it to the community of hauling ass to be real.
I know.
And you do too.
I do too, and I'm being real.
I give this a why. For Yankee.
I give it a Y for Yankee too. Oh,
at least you're being real. But honestly, our dear friend that gave this.
I feel tricked into this.
I know,
giving
but
it a Y.
I almost feel like maybe he got it just to fuck with us. Because I think he, but also he kind of likes this. And I think also our friend Cody really likes this.
Yeah.
They love a sweet ass candle. You know what though? That's the beauty of candle shopping.
Does anyone know this brand Malicious Woman Candles? Because I need someone to level with me about it. Write me at babepodcast@gmail.com. And I want recommendations because they make so many candles. There have to be a handful of them.
They make a candle based on every day of the week, I bet.
Yeah.
They have birthday ones.
There have
like,
to be some candles that they make that are really great. And I want to know the recs.
I do too.
So tell me, and there because the price point's good for how much you get.
$20. Yeah, 9 ounces.
Yeah,
it's a long ass burn.
Okay, what's next?
Well, we don't have a ton left. We have one brand left, but 5 candles from that brand.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say right now that PF Candle is an extremely affordable candle brand, and they sent me some. And honestly, I think they're fucking killing it. So we're just going to get into these.
Yeah.
They sent a variety of different ones. First of all, they sent 3 different styles. There's two that I think fall into the
And I'm excited to have some of these for myself, too.
Yeah, I can tell you're reiterating that right now so that I don't
I'm forget. Trying to get it First on of all, the
they
record.
Sent it to me not because of the pod. They sent it as a birthday gift, oh, just so you know.
I love that. But how did they understand that
Pierre
you...
Pierre told them.
Hmm.
Just letting you know.
Well, I just want it on record as well.
It's on record that these were just meant for me, but I'm going to share them with you. Okay, we'll start actually with these chic new ones that they're doing, which come in like a little coffee, like cookie tin,
mm-hmm.
which I love think is the cute. Packaging of. It's I think it's really minimal,
good
but
muted, minimal colors, neutrals that go with everything.
It's a PF candle. This one's called Dusk. It's part of whatever their newest line is, and it says Clary Sage, Iris, and Palo Santo.
That bodes Santa. Very well.
It's delicious. It's delicious. And the one thing that I can say, the only thing about the PF candles that I've noticed that I don't love is when you look at the top of the wax coating, it doesn't look appealing. It doesn't look milky. That's it, though. That's it. It's a small complaint.
Wait, let me see.
It just looks... I don't like it.
Oh, okay. So I have actually noticed this too. They and do, I will tell yes, you, because, and I think it's just when one of their candles is sat on a shelf for a really long time, it gets this look to it. Because when I was at Delirium the last time, they have a corner that is like 50% off corner. So I asked to see like what the sale candles were, and they had huge patchouli sweetgrass candles, like a triple size one for $14. But then I looked at the top of the wax and I was like, I can't have that kind of wax.
Guys, we haven't talked about this on the pod yet. The top of the wax. The TOW.
But that's getting really bitchy.
No, but that's also important to see.
I know.
It's part of how it looks glassy. Before Does the, it look beautiful?
Before the burn. The yeah. top of the wax before the burn. If it looks kind of like, then you're
Well,
like,
the Baobao that got the 4-wick Baobao that I've got down there. Its wax always dries with like a curdled look.
Yeah, but that's like dry. That's a different than...
I'm just saying, no other candle does that.
I'm jealous of your Baobab and I wish that you would trade me Baobabs. And we've now burned them both.
I thought you liked the other
amount.
One more.
I did, but then I want to trade. Why? Think about that. We both burned them the same amount.
Are you halfway?
I want to switch up my Baobab.
Okay, fine. Bring a Bao.
Okay.
Okay, so can you read the description of this?
8 p.m. Taking the long way home. The buzz of streetlights. Everything washed in shades of blue. Mysterious, dreamy, captivating. Clary Sage, Iris, and Palo Santo. I love that. Sunset candles are poured into custom-printed tin vessels donned with earth-tone motifs, sun shapes, and horizon lines, inspired by the scents of scenes of summer in California. Available in 4 nostalgic scents meant to represent times of day and the feelings they spark within us.
I've got to say,
I like this.
These
one.
Are great if you like have an Airbnb and you wanted to get featured. I got to say though, it still works, and this scent is great to me. This is an A-minus to me. And what's the cost?
$25.
I mean, this is how many ounces is this? It feels huge. Oh my god, how many ounces is this? 10 ounces.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay, this is a true, if you want to come over and wow someone with a housewarming yes, present, yes. That's the vibe.
A huge, deliciously cute, ready-to-gram candle that has a great scent. I get no bad energy from this candle.
I have a little bit of a scent headache from it.
Hmm.
I'd give it a B+.
I give it an A-. So the next one is also from this sunset dusk period.
Yeah, it's just a really good... The sunset candles are great.
You really need to factor in your B+ the price a little bit more because it's just so much candle for $25.
It's a lot, but if I was going to be like for $11 more, I could get...
The other land?
Just level up. Over that specific scent, I would go...
I feel like this scent is on par with the other land scents.
It just has something that gives me a little bit of a headache.
Okay,
it
well,
might
we're
just
move
be
on.
That scent specifically, because we have a lot of other PFs to review.
Yeah, we're going
to
go into Golden Hour. Can you read the description, please?
It's getting real bossy
no,
on Holland.
You're the one that loves to read.
You're the
put
one.
Put the laptop next to me.
What is that? Is that a candle?
Golden Hour. It's the top. Golden Hour.
Golden Hour.
Bergamot, hay, and golden poppy.
Ooh, this sounds promising. 5 p.m. Rustling grasses, baked earth, sun rays split between trees, mellow, dry, tranquil, bergamot, hay, and golden poppy.
I actually think this one's genius. It is the queen of subtlety.
I like this one. This smells like a DS Enderga. It literally
smells like you're hiking. It's not too perfumey. It smells like you're hiking in the forest. No, not the forest. In the field. In like Griffith Park or Topanga. It's like hot out, but like cooling down.
It smells like hot weather.
It smells like hot, yummy grass.
Hot, it's late so summer good. Afternoon.
It's also not overpowering.
Yeah, it is mellow, dry, and, it really, and tranquil.
It is really tranquil. I mean, I just, this was an A for me. It's an A.
This is an A for me too.
It's just, it's also, I am gagging at the subtlety of it. If this only I could be that subtle.
This smells like August in LA.
Maybe September.
Maybe September or early October.
Yeah.
Wow. That's,
isn't that great?
That's a great
one. I'm so glad that I get to burn that.
I want this one.
No.
Are you going to just give me the shitty ones that you don't like?
Well, no. You gave me the Ralph Lauren's that you wanted, that you didn't want.
No, I gave you the Ralph Lauren's that you requested.
No. I picked them.
Yes, okay, I that's did. Okay.
But I got
and
to...
And then I traded you...
Candle Wars.
This is Candle Wars. This brings out the worst in us.
That one's mine. It is.
Well, then I guess you get that one and the other one because I don't like the other one. It gives me a headache.
You gave it a B+.
Yeah.
I thought you liked it. Isn't B+ good?
Yeah.
Is this in the pod?
Yeah, sure. It can be in the pod. There's a war.
Licked your hair and laid dramatically on the beanbag.
I'm about to throw a tantrum because all I want is this candle and Ed's going to refuse it.
Guess what?
It's
$25.
I know what he's going to do is he's going to give me the ones that he doesn't want.
I'm doing the blinking eye face.
I know because you know that I'm right.
No, I'm not. So next up, can you look on the site? The candle attention is real. This is part of their like woodland series. These ones are more in an earthy clay container.
I like those containers.
I like
a
these
lot.
Ones a lot. These are the best containers in my opinion.
Terra. Ooh, I like
the Terra
that.
Ones.
Ooh, there's the Terra
two. We've got Western Red Cedar and Juniper.
Damn, I was hoping for geranium. These are a little bit of a hike in the price.
How much
point.
More?
$30.
$5 more.
Western Red Cedar. Which one's that? It's
this one.
Okay. Hiking among the giants in the Pacific Northwest, clary sage, black pepper, coriander, and cedar. Terra is our all-natural candle collection
all
made
natural.
With plant-derived fragrance oils, 100% soy wax, and cotton core wicks. So I wonder if these are clean candles.
I think they are. PF is killing it to me.
PF is
because
good.
Because honestly... That smells again like I just like opened up a house at like Lake Arrowhead.
That's really nice.
It feels like it's just like a, like you walked into like an A-frame and you're just like dusting it out after like a cute summer break or something.
This smells
it's
like
so good.
Or you're at the A-frame and you've had your coffee and you're stepping out on the deck to like greet the morning and this is the smell that you smell in
the price
around.
Point. I mean, honestly. PF is, in my opinion, beaten.
I give that one an A.
I give it an A, too.
Western Red Cedar, the standard Terra candle by PF. Damn, that is really nice.
We're freaking out over the PFs tonight.
Yeah, thank you, PF. If you really want
to I was not expecting
candles.
To love PF because my PF journey in the past has been just not as positive. And I think they've really upped the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they're frankly one of the cheapest candles we've reviewed, and I think they fucking slay with their scents.
They do slay.
This one's also insanely delicious and also foresty. It's juniper.
Juniper, a drive through the eastern Sierras searching for a perfect campsite and those first early
so
signs of
good.
Winter, pine, fir, cedarwood, and juniper berries. God, that's really good too.
I give it an A as well. The Terra series are like...
The juniper one smells like has that Christmas candle smell, but it also truly... This actually took me back to like some sort of scent memory place. Like I was transported...
In a cozy, comforting?
To like, I think to like boarding school, honestly.
In a good way or bad way?
In just a way. It's not, I can't judge it as good or bad. It was just, this transported me. I think this is one of the few times I've been transported while smelling candles.
Okay, so P.S.
Spiritus Sancti transported me to a Catholic church where I was just getting fucked on the altar. And this
one. Did you
get
fucked on an altar?
No, I'm just saying I was transported to a place where I was like astral projecting myself, getting fucked on like a marble altar of a Catholic church.
I give it an A too. And honestly, you feel such a connection with it. You get to keep that one.
Oh, fuck off.
What?
I know exactly what you're doing.
What?
This is a classic Droste manipulation.
What are you talking about?
Of you not liking this one.
No,
the best.
I fucking love it just as much, but I already have a juniper, a diptyque one.
I really want this one, please.
I need the hay. I need hay and cedar. But I've got a good news for you because the next one's my favorite and you can have it. It actually is. I'm not kidding. It's the best.
How many PS did you get sent?
5.
That's actually a rude number for whoever sent these at PF.
I think there's a 6 that I couldn't find. Oh, no, there is a 6. There's 6. I have them all up here. This one's my favorite PF.
Okay, just for the record for the readers, Ed and I are in a true blown brawl.
We're in a PF brawl.
We're in a PF brawl over, what's this one called?
I think it's the Golden Hour.
We're in a fight over Golden Hour by PF. Like, I'm truly about to
steal it. I can show you the card
it.
Saying happy birthday, so it's, like, fine.
When did they send it to you?
Like, a week and a half ago.
Yeah, after the first Candle Hall episode came out.
No. Anyways, you're going to love this.
PF, if you're listening.
I love that we're fighting over a $25 candle.
Every cent matters to me.
And me.
I'm so... I hope that you guys tune in for the bonus episode because shit's
I'm not recording that tonight if you're going to bring it there.
Honey.
No. Nope.
I'm just saying there's some bonus content waiting for you.
This is actually my favorite PF. It's an A+ for me. It is Sandalwood Rose, which is an iconic duo that no other candle company has done yet that I've smelled. Unfortunately, I just don't like the packaging of these ones, which is the classic PF, but it's my favorite.
The packaging does leave something to be.
I don't like that font. What is it? Typeface? But I fucking love that.
But this scent is incredible.
It's incredible. It's really, and what is it? $25?
This one is less. This is like $18 to $20.
Okay, so
let me find
guys,
out.
If you want a rose with a sandalwood, the greatest
PF,
most beautiful smells in the world, PF is killing it with the sandalwood rose. I burnt this
$20.
$20. I burnt this one. It's phenomenal. It's great.
New York meets Los Angeles. Cashmere rose, oud, and sandalwood.
It's my candle of the week.
This is really fucking good.
It's my candle of the week. I just can't believe how much. So, PF,
you
if you're
get
listening.
A huge sandalwood rose, 12.5 ounces.
For like $40.
For $28.
What? Can you get bigger ones? I want
a giant
50-wick sandalwood rose.
As it gets. But I'll bet that PF might
make
you
one for me.
Like a special edition Ed Droste mega candle.
I would love that, PF. If you're listening. And you know what, PF? I have to tell you, I was put off by the packaging that I didn't give you a chance, and I feel really bad about it. Don't judge a book by its cover. I've really learned.
Also, PF, if you're listening, the first person that brought your brand to Ed's attention was me.
I'm afraid you're actually wrong about that. I've had a PF like before I knew you.
Yeah, but I think that you left it just to rot and get collect bugs and dust.
I just didn't have the same appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
So we got one final, the last candle of the app. Tension is building over
Tension
here. Even though
building.
You get to bring home the candle of the week, Sandalwood Rose.
A candle that you burn.
For only 10 minutes.
Literally, Ed's like, the good news for you is you get my discarded trash candle while I keep all the fresh PF.
Actually, you get
this is actually insane.
No,
and
you
I would
get
love
to keep more.
To
you
know.
Get to keep more PFs today than I only want two that
no,
I bring
you
home.
Want the two exact
and
ones
you get to bring
I
home
like.
Four.
I don't want the headache one. It will hurt me.
It
you
won't.
Want me to be hurt.
No, I don't.
You actually want me
I'm just
to
saying,
be
you get to take home four. I get to bring home two.
Suffering.
Here's another one, and this one's also really good. It's called Los Angeles. I don't know what the description is other than whatever you're going to read me.
I'm furious.
I know, she's so mad. She wants her. Just so you guys know.
Just so you guys know.
She really wants to get her way. And I just want you to realize that.
I do want to get my way, but I went out of my way to make sure that you got Ralph Lauren candles that you really wanted. Wait,
can I just say something? You just said pick the ones you want and I'm picking the ones I want.
Yeah, but I could have said Ralph Lauren sending me 6 candles and I'm picking and maybe you get
And I
2.
Would have been fine with that. You also gave me which Baobab you didn't want.
But then I said, let's switch.
And that's because you want this Baobab now.
And
you regret your Baobab.
And I said, let's switch the Baobab.
I'm sorry. You did the same thing to me and you would do
the
same thing.
I have actually not done the same thing.
Yes, you did.
You
did. You Baobabbed
me. No, I didn't.
You Baobabbed.
I did not Baobab you. I literally gave you the opportunity to take the other Baobab if you wanted it, and you said no.
I said, it's fine. Like, just take the one you want. And you
no,
took it.
You absolutely didn't. It's on the record.
No, it's not.
It is. It was in the first episode.
Honestly?
I cannot
believe I gave you a Byredo.
We traded.
For a Ralph Lauren that I didn't care about. I haven't even burnt it.
You wanted it more.
I didn't even really care about it. It was just like a reject.
No, you said
I was feeling generous to you.
You were not. That was a fair and square trade.
No, it actually wasn't, but that's okay.
Ed's rewriting history, and I would just like the readers to know.
I'm sorry. Readers, I just want you to know that actually,
and I would actually
Lars
like
is,
the makers of PF candles to know that they've started a war. And if they want to make it right, they can get in touch and I'll give them my address and they can make it right.
I love it falls on them.
It is actually their fault because there are two people doing this.
The podcast is over.
I would actually really
the podcast
love
is
it.
Done.
I don't know if we'll make it
you
through
made,
the last three
you made
episodes.
Such good candles for such an affordable price. We had to end the podcast.
This is the biggest fight I've had on a podcast since Pumped
don't
Podcast.
Don't bring it up the past. We don't need to go there. Everyone knows. Wink, wink, enough. She's cackling in her beanbag. Wheezing. She's wheezing over there.
Okay, it really did put into perspective that the stakes aren't that high. But the good news is that these candles are $25.
$20.
But also, I do resent that you're giving me like a burn candle, even though it is a scent that I like. I
stopped it because I thought to myself.
No, you did.
Yes, I actually did. I did.
No, you thought to yourself, you thought, if I stop it now and give her the burn one,
no,
I
thought
justify,
to myself, why am I burning this when I have so
the
much
two
rose?
Best scents.
I have so much rose in my life, and
lies.
I knew you were craving rose. And so I thought, I gotta stop this.
Lies. You knew I bought a Diptyque rose.
I forgot. I did. I can't keep track of all your
purchases.
Why don't
you forget everything conveniently?
I just can't keep track of your purchases all the
time. Wow, okay. I know exactly what you've bought lately.
Yeah, I bought myself dinner tonight. I got sushi.
Yeah.
So the final one, this is actually probably very entertaining for people to see.
I don't know if we're already this fighty.
What would happen if Owen...
It's gonna
what
be,
is his name? Owen Drew.
I don't even give a shit about Owen
the $800 candle.
You can have it. If Owen Drew sends us the $1,000 candle, you can have it.
What if I resell it for $800 and you'd be mad?
If they contacted
She just looked around and was like, wait, you're right.
If they
I know you way too well. Readers, by the way, she loves to paint a picture on me, but honestly, this is classic Lars to literally like, I'm not even going to go into the details because it'll infuriate her, but like, actually, this is a full blown distillation of Lars vibes.
What?
Oh, I'm not going to go into it.
Whoa. What?
Oh my God, they're sturdy too. PF Kendall can do no wrong. It just fell off the edge of the couch.
And pushed
and
it up the
literally
willy-nilly.
No, I did not. See, she lives a pink
thing. I hope
thing.
You're listening, PF.
It's fully bounced joyously and didn't even crack
it
at
really
all.
Is a sturdy candle.
So smell it.
Okay, let me smell. God. Overgrown Bougainvillea, which actually doesn't smell like anything. Canyon Hiking.
That is true. I've got some here. They don't have any smell.
Epic Sunset, City Lights, Redwood Lime, Jasmine, and Yarrow. I already am into this.
You're going to love it.
This smells like a bubble bath. I do like it. Is this the one you're giving me?
You get all four and I get two. I give that a B+. It's called Los Angeles.
I'm now comparing it to the one that I really want. Yeah, that's fine. I'll take that.
Yeah, I knew it. You love... You know what? She's now slowly sinking into the realization that she's actually really happy with the haul she's getting. And she's sort of like sheepishly crawling back. And I knew she'd be fine with it. But she loves to put up a stink and make it look like I'm like the master manipulator of it all.
I love a stink. You love to make a stink. I do.
I just wish that everyone could see you're actually the queen manipulator by making it seem like I am. But now you're literally sinking to being like, yeah, I like that. I'll take it.
You know,
you literally now are taking home four candles that you love, all of them. You give them literally all A's.
I don't want that headache one.
Well, then you can leave it here.
Yeah, you have it. I'll smell it again and we'll see.
Yeah, I think it's still really good.
I just gave it
a B plus.
Here's the deal.
That's just not a headache.
I'm the oldest child. And yeah. So I need to get what I want and be the boss. And when my boss abilities are threatened, I have to cause a stink.
I'm not going to lie.
I'll take this one.
You're such a brat. I love you. We're like, I'll leave it. And then you're like, wait, I'll take it.
I need it.
This brings me back to the story of you in Paris demanding the Louis Vuitton bag.
I didn't really demand it.
Yes, you did. You were like, saw that your sibling was getting something else. And your stepmom, you're like, give it to me.
I was like, didn't well, we discuss I need...
this in a different app?
Yeah, I said, just that I need something too.
Well, I know you way too well, and I know what that version of you would probably be like. I'd be like, I've seen the pictures of you modeling, and I know there was no easy way around that face. Was look, like, give it to me.
I
that perm said, I want it, and I want it all.
I want it all.
Well, you got four candles. I got candles. A lot,
and I'm really grateful. Thank you for giving me those candles.
There we go. She went from angry, furious, threatening to end the podcast, telling PF that they had murder on their hands, to like cozily laying back in the beanbag, gleeful like, over there, happy. Blushing with just joy. Happy. So cutie, cozy, happy.
Look.
Mm-hmm.
The candle halls may bring out the worst in me.
I think it's you, not me. I'm just giggling over here like Santa. In me. You said it bring out the worst in both
of us. No, I said the candle halls may bring out the worst in me. Why don't you listen? Oh.
God, you guys. Start a thread on this, guys. I'll comment.
I won't be joining that thread.
I know.
Wow, PF Candle Company really...
You got heated.
They stirred the pot.
Honestly, screw Sears, screw Diptyque. You're a PF girl.
I'm a PF girl, as it turns
You're a
out.
Full-blown PF spokesperson.
You're
a mascot.
Sometimes I just jump right to, I don't trust anyone's intentions, even a friend that's trying to give me PF candles. So that's something that I'm going to have to think about. I do have trust issues. You've all seen it now.
You also always think that if someone's giving you something, it means that it's like there's some weird reason why it's actually not a nice gesture.
That is maybe true in some elements and aspects.
I'm glad I'm in school to like further figure you out.
I'm glad that I go to therapy so I can figure it out myself.
Are you going
to
bring this up in therapy?
I'm really tackling much bigger issues than PF candles, but it might get worked in somehow.
I would love
it. Might get just like a quick,
because honestly, you know, your therapist might listen, and that's another listen.
I wonder sometimes if she listens to the pod, but I don't think she does.
I wish she would.
I would
what's
say,
her name?
I would say, no, I'm not saying
just first.
No, I'm not gonna say
Sally.
Yeah, Sally. I wish she would, and I could be like,
What
do you think of this?
Were you like, situation? He was being an asshole, wasn't he?
No, she doesn't really weigh in that way.
She'd be like, honey, you got four candles. Look at the breasts. You
this
got
could definitely
no, she would literally be like, it was his birthday gift, and you got four, and he got two.
No, she wouldn't
no
say
happy?
It like that.
And you'd be like, no!
She'd say, when is the first time you felt like this?
Mm. And then when was it? When your
honestly,
sibling was born.
Yeah.
They were like, I don't have enough air anymore.
No, my dad, in Christmas time, his favorite
thing
to
fight.
Do would, yeah, he would get, like, whatever the hot Christmas gift was, like,
this is psychotic.
Was like a Furby, the year that Furbies came out, and everyone flipped their shit over them.
Would he throw it in the middle of the room?
No, he would just get one and then select one kid to open it and then be like, it's for all of you. Enjoy. And then it
maybe you can only get one.
He couldn't only get one.
Well, they were in demand.
He was a brain surgeon and they were
literally... No, it's not about money. It's about demand and like supply.
They were sold at like kiosks at the mall.
Well.
You could get more Furbies.
Team Butch. Just kidding. I'm kidding. Which is why you're so triggered with this candle.
I'm triggered.
But what if I took all the candles back right now and was like, one candle is for Tony?
No, and I would have to wage psychological war on my siblings. I would pull out all the stops and they would always be like, no, because they knew how badly I wanted whatever.
You were a brat.
I was, but I was the oldest and I needed it.
Maybe you still are?
A little bit. But that never hurt anyone. Okay, well...
Well, I think this was a great episode.
This is a great episode.
If anything, we've made PF stocks go fly through the roof.
I'm investing.
We got the readers to sell out on Amazon last episode.
The Mandarin Tea candle sold out. Who knows when
and
where it
will
be back.
I really feel like... I gave an A to every PF today except for Los Angeles, which I gave a B+. Which is pretty frankly like, what am I doing spending my money on Sir Trudon when I'm giving full-blown... A's. And that's my own issue I need to bring to my therapist about how I need to feel like I'm around things that are expensive.
That is a real issue. When's that the first time that you felt like that?
When my parents wouldn't give me things that were expensive and deprived me of, and they made me pay for Coca-Colas when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Like as a kid, they would give us $1 a week and then each Coca-Cola was 25 cents. And then it wasn't me. I couldn't buy the Archie comic. I'd be like, do you want a Coke or do you want the Archie? And they thought they were instilling a sense of like financial responsibility, but actually it's a full
the
blown
joke's on them. Yeah. Then you said, guess what?
I'm buying Sir Trudon. I mean, kind of. It was a backfire on their end, I think.
Well, yeah, the Furby was a major backfire.
Because they they withheld too much from us to the point where we were like starved for like anything. And I remember once I wanted a stuffed penguin that was $33. I remember it. And they would pay
what me. What year? That's a lot.
1988.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. But I really like wanted it. And I hadn't gotten a gift. And like, I mean, we just didn't get like, at Christmas we got presents. But like, there was no like, you know, other kids I knew, like they'd like do something good. Like, you know, like hit a home run. Their parents would be like, here's a gift. Or like, let's go get pizza. And it was like, we just never got that.
Yeah.
And it's not that we didn't have the means to. It's just they were like really into just not giving us anything ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really wanted a penguin. They were like, okay, you can get a penguin if you earn it. And I was like, well, how? And they would pay me 5 cents per dish. Do you know how long that took? A long time. There's four people in the family, only 5 cents for a big dish. Cups didn't count. Five.
Would you tally the dishes or would they?
They knew there were only four because we're a family of four. So it'd be 20 cents after a meal.
Huh. That's
so
pretty.
Five hard. Days would equal $1.
That's exploitation of a child. Yeah.
And
labor.
It took me 6 months to get that thing.
Well, honestly, my mom implemented a bead system when we were little where it was like doing a chore would equal a certain amount of beads and you would have to earn beads to like. Getting a donut costs like 4 beads and going to like 7-Eleven costs like 7 beads. And so I hated the bead system. I was like, fuck this. Like, this is fucked up. And then I just found out where she hid her bead stash.
You told me this and stole them.
Just like steal. I would just steal like 40 beads and be like bead rich.
Bead.
And then I'd be like, I'd love to go to a movie. Here's 20 beads.
I have to say to the parents out there, you've got to strike a balance because I'm just going to tell you, you've got to strike it because I know kids that were spoiled and it got bad. And then we were not spoiled. Well, we were spoiled and privileged. We'll talk about that in another episode, blah, blah. But like,
I love these problems where like I had to get beads to like get a donut. People are like starving in the world. And I'm like, we had to fight over one Furby.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that I don't think
I'm fully complaining.
They didn't give me a good sense of money. It is. I almost want to just retaliate.
Yeah. Well, you are retaliating.
Yeah. Via Sear purchases.
Every day is a new retaliation.
My existence is a retaliation.
Yeah. Your existence is political. We gotta go and okay. wrap it up.
This is a long one?
This is a long one.
How long?
An hour, 20 minutes.
Okay.
If you want bonus episodes, and you should want them, go to patreon.com.
Also, the bonuses aren't about candles.
Go to patreon.com.
So we just want to make you listen to this to get to the bone.
Go to patreon.com/babepodcast for weekly bonus episodes.
If you heard what Laura was paying me per episode, you'd know that, like, my... I'm kidding. It's a joke. Oh my god,
that is getting cut.
Yeah,
because you know how I feel about that.
I know
troll.
It was a troll. It was a joke. It was a joke.
It's never a joke though.
But that was funny in the sparring.
There's truth to sarcasm.
No, but it was actually.
And I know exactly what that's supposed to try and do.
No, you're thinking too much. You're thinking too much about it.
Anyways, the bonus content is really worth it, and I highly urge you to become a patron.
Yeah, you should.
I
did. As you know, last bonus episode talked some serious tea.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see what will be revealed this week.
Big, big news.
Okay, love and light. Are we making up now?
Oh, we've never fought.
I feel...
We haven't? We didn't
I feel
really
better
fight.
That we actually got to the core of our issues, and I'm really excited for my four candles.
Like, you don't actually make me mad. I just think it's funny.
You
get hot and bothered in a tiz, and then you cool down.
I can talk a lot. I can talk a lot of shit and smack, but when it comes back
to
me, I have no bandwidth for it.
Zero.
And I get really in a tizzy about it.
I know.
I've
seen you talk with other people about stuff. I don't fight you. I tease and poke a little bit, but you
But I also
it.
Like the attention of being teased.
Look at you, you're like, wait, back to me, I like it.
So if anyone still likes me after this episode, keep
if you still like
in.
Lara, subscribe and pay $5 a month for more Lara.
Yeah, for more of me. And also, if you're listening, rate and review the podcast. Give me 5 stars and
if anyone
an
wants to send me a candle,
why you love it.
DM me, because Lara's not been sending people my address.
I send people my address, and guess what? No one has sent anything.
No one?
People have been like, I want to send candles to Ed. What's the address? And then I've sent them the address and nothing has arrived. So I feel like a lot of people are just lying.
Are you committing mail fraud?
No.
Against me?
No.
What if you're hoarding like a secret stash of delicious candles?
And I'm like, I'm not going to.
And then you got
I'm
here, you're like,
burning
give me the PF.
Them.
I want the sunset hour.
No, I keep waiting for the packages to arrive. But
this is a huge shout out. And take down of the people that declared a gift to me and then didn't send it. I actually didn't have any contact with them. Lara did. How many were
but
there?
Also, you're a
two,
troll,
three.
You're a troll for being like, send me candles. DM Lara for her address. Like,
I I'm said some sort of DM assistant. Lara for the address.
Like I, but I don't
because you were supposed to make a PO box.
I know, but it's hard.
I love that you tried to put it on me. Like I was trying to troll you, but honestly, we were supposed to have a public PO that you refused to make, which drives me insane. Same, because all the companies want is a PO box.
Look, I just can't go to the post office. It truly, the post office is like.
So, case in point, she refuses to go to the post office. So, DM Lara for the address.
Yeah, and I give my personal address to people, which is probably a terrible look on my part.
You've got 2 gates before they can get to you.
That's true. Anyways, we gotta go. And then if you want more of this, go to the bonus. Love you, bye.
Ooh, yeah.
Bonus!
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.